Blog Talk Radio.
Even when I'm riding down.
inspiring and encouraging you all day long. Jesus in the Morning Radio with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, fall down on me. Ah, yeah, we want it every day, Lord, all day. We want your spirit to rest upon us. We want your spirit to lead and guide us in the right direction for your name's sake. Holy Spirit, fall down on me fresh. Hallelujah, from heaven. We're grateful unto him today. We thank God for this Friday. Yes, Lord Jesus, the week ended. Hallelujah. And we thankful unto him. Many of us on this day, we are happy and excited because tomorrow is Saturday, and we get to do somewhat of what we want in a way. Some of us are able to sleep in and do things we hadn't been able to do all week. So we're grateful unto him for the week ending. I'm thankful. I'm thankful. Excuse me. I can't thank him enough. And today, we just love the Lord. That's all. We love him. We care for him like he cares for us. We're on his side like he's on our side. We remember him because with him, all things are possible. Without him, nothing is impossible because with man can only do so much. He's limited. Hallelujah. But God is unlimited. And so we trust him and believe him for all that we need. And today I'm grateful, grateful that I know this God, true and living God that have all power for myself. Yeah, I know him for me. I don't have to go somewhere else and ask him, hey, you know where God is? Have you seen him? Have you heard from him? No, I know how to get in touch with him for myself. He don't leave me. He's right here. All I have to do is turn to the left or turn to the right. Say what I got to say, and he hear every word. Hallelujah. Many occasions he showed up on the scene. Some days I begin to think on the goodness of him, and he just show up. Hallelujah. He was here all the time. But he allowed me now that I'm thinking on the goodness of him, he allowed me to feel his presence. So I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, oh yeah, he's still here. Because many days we going because we know. We don't feel nothing. Sometimes it's like we don't see nothing. We just know. It's in our spirit that we know, that we know, that we know that he's here because he said so. He won't leave us nor forsake us. He's going with us all the way until the end. But there are those times. Oh, yeah. Sometimes we begin to pray and we feel the presence. Yeah, we begin to talk about the goodness of him with others and we feel the presence. Yeah, he's allowing us to know I'm right here. Hallelujah. Keep going. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep thinking of my goodness. Keep talking about my wondrous works. Yeah, I'm right here with you. Hallelujah, and I'm grateful unto him. Many days I know when I'm about to get money. Yeah, I can feel his presence. He come to let me know I'm blessing you. Hallelujah, and I'm blessing you financially. And so I'm just thankful unto him. He's that kind of God that we can feel his presence. Yeah, we may not always be able to see him in the natural, but we can't feel him naturally. Hallelujah. And that's more than enough for me because I'm not one into signs and wonders. Yeah. I believe and I never saw him. I hold on to his word because I know it's true. Oh, yeah, Lord. And so we're grateful unto him this morning again. We appreciate him. We're thankful. And we give God all the glory, all the honor, and the praise. I know you got to go, Brother Lewis, so we're going to pray right quick this morning. And when we come back from prayer, we're making some announcements. Our guest today is Reverend Alicia Pitts. And that's our guest for today, and we'll be talking more about that. But let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. God, we thank you this morning. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for all you've done for us already today. Thank you for what you're doing right now. And, Father, we thank you for what you're going to do. You're Almighty God who have all power. And there's no higher power today. And you're on our side, all power. And there's nothing impossible with you. We come before you this morning, Father, because we need you. And, Lord, we can't make it without you. We need you to open doors and make ways for us. We need you to lead and guide us in the right path for your name's sake. Father, we need you to speak to us. Speak to your spirit in us to even share with us which way to go, what to do, and how to do it. We thank you this morning that we are able to commune in fellowship with you. We thank you, Lord, for you so loved us, you sent your only begotten Son. This can never be lost on us, Father. He suffered, bled, and died for us and rose with all power. Hallelujah. Death couldn't hold him because his Father has all power. Hallelujah. You and he and you, y'all are one. And we thank you this morning. We come asking that you would bless every caller and every listener, every household represented here, every family member, every friend near and far. We come this morning asking, Father, that you would heal the sick, those that are sick here, those that are trying to lose weight even, those that are working on their mental capacity of their minds, those that are believing your word and trying to obey, those that are praying that the words of their mouth and the meditation of their hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer today. Father, do it for us. We're leaning and depending on you. We know no other. We know nowhere else to go. And you're the best place ever for us. And we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you today, for there's none like you. Ask this morning that you would bless those that are incarcerated in every branch of the military, children this morning, widowers, bereaved families, intercessory prayer people, preachers preaching in the name of Jesus and obedience unto you and love for your people, Israel and Jerusalem, Father, America and the leadership of America. Have mercy today, O God. Father, we give it to you this morning and leave it in your hands. Our brothers and sisters overseas, moved by your spirit today, for these your people, for they stand in the need of you. And Father, you have all and much more than we need. Do it for us today. Open doors. Make ways, Lord, especially for those that are overseas, they're suffering. Lord, you see and you know what to do. So, Father, we ask that you would do it for them in the name of Jesus. Bless this segment of Jesus in the Morning. Have your way here today. Move by your spirit today. Lord, do what it is you want to do here in the precious name of Jesus. As Reverend Pitts come in, Father, we ask that you would bless this woman, even for her willingness to come. Bless her family, God. Bless the ministry that you called and chose her for. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you glory. And, Father, we give you all the honor and all the praise. And we ask it all again in Jesus' name. Amen. And hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We are grateful unto him this morning. And after because we come before him with thanksgiving. We come before him singing. That's why you always hear me play a song when we first come on. We come before him thanking him. We come before him worshiping him. Then we can get to other business of the day. We can even get to his word after that. But we've given unto him, and most people don't understand a lot of how to pray. We begin to thank God first. After you thank him, then you repent. After you repent, all those that he has laid on your heart or come to your mind, you pray for them. After you pray for them, then you pray for you and yours. And afterwards, you begin to pray. Begin to praise. You begin to thank God. Don't get up so fast. Stay right there praising and see if you get an answer back. See if you hear from him. And sometimes, if it's an urgent prayer, you just start praying for that urgent need, the need that you feel is urgent. Yeah, but we always want to give him thanks. We always want to thank him, acknowledge him, let him know that we know that he's got all power. Allow him to know that we know that he is God. Hallelujah. And besides him, there is no other. And so we thank him this morning. We thank him. and we give him glory. Welcome to Jesus in the Morning. I'm your host, Evangelist Barbara Pittman of Freedom Doors Ministries, and I come to you live each weekday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And today, look at this, March the 26th, 2021. Oh, we headed on into April. Yeah, spring has sprung. Oh, yeah, we got some warm, very warm weather yesterday. And I didn't go out, but I went in the garage, you know, and I was blessed. And look, left the garage door up all night Wednesday night. Went to take the trash out yesterday morning, and there was the garage wide open. I say, Lord, I thank you. No calamity came down my dwelling. Hallelujah. So I said to myself, like, when I leave, I make sure I stop and make sure that the garage door is down. So now when I come back in, I got to make sure that when I come in the house, I got to make sure that door is down, the garage door. Hallelujah. God is faithful. Paid $513 to fix the motor in the garage door. It works perfect. It's quieter and everything. So there's no need to leave it up. Let it down. You know, pay for it. And the insurance company say they will reimburse me. Isn't that a blessing? God is faithful. God is faithful. And I'm so thankful. Oof. Unto him that I know him today. I'm so thankful he made me an offer I could not refuse. Yeah, Lord. I'm thankful that I taste and I got to see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this morning, we're letting the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is what we want to do. We want to let the words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart, be acceptable in the sight of God. He's our strength and he's our redeemer. I can't say that enough. I want to focus more on this because it will cause us to be careful. It will cause us to be careful of the things we say, the things we think, the things we feel. Because whatever it is, we want God to be pleased with it. And I mean to know he's not pleased with evil. He's not pleased with what the flesh wants. Yeah, carnal and spiritual, always fighting against each other. Your flesh and the spirit are warring. Yeah, and may the best man win. Whoever you yield to the most, that's who's going to win that battle. If you yielding more to your flesh, the flesh is winning. If you yield more to the spirit, then the spirit of God is yielding. It's more. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just give him glory. I give him the honor and praise this morning. And look, we're going a little bit further and going to Song of the Morning. And when we come back, we're coming back with our morning scripture for the morning. And I want to talk about that just a little bit this morning if I can. Hallelujah.
more than just a radio. This is Jesus in the Morning Radio, spreading the good news of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, spreading the good news of Jesus. Just the name is good news, hallelujah. Good news, because if we can believe, we can be saved. It's a place where the righteous can run in and be saved. Those that have faith can even run in to the name of Jesus and be saved. Hallelujah. And saved. I thank him this morning. I thank him this morning. So listen, we're looking at this today, Isaiah chapter 26. And we're going to start at verse 1. And we may go down to verse 6. So this is what it says, Isaiah chapter 26, starting at verse 1. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Yeah. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou would keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high, the lofty city. He layeth it low, he layeth it low, even to the ground he bringeth it, even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. I'm going a little further. The way of the just is upright. Thou most upright doest way the path of the just. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We paying close attention to the third verse of this chapter, Isaiah 26. We paying close attention to verse 3. Thou would keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. He trusts in thee. Say, I trust God. Therefore, I keep my mind on. Something can trigger. I can look at something, and it'll cause me to say, thank you, Jesus. I can look at something, and it will cause me to say out of my mouth, thank you, Jesus. I can be riding down the street, and my boy can be singing. Todd Goldberg. He can be singing my song for my good. And I'm listening to him, and I hear what he's saying, but my mind is thinking on the location where I'm going, my destination. I may be thinking about, well, stop not here, but up the road at a gate and get you some gas. Or stop at one stop, or wherever I'm going, by, and get you some gas. And all of a sudden, it just hit me. I have money to pay for gas. I have transportation to put gas in because God gave it to me. And I begin to praise him right there. All the way into my destination. See, I'm leaving Fleming Island, going into Jacksonville. All the way there, my mind is on him. When I get there, my mind is on him. I'm looking around because I don't know if somebody's coming to bless me, or I got to bless somebody, or whatever. But he will help us if we decide to keep our mind on him. He'll give us a reason to keep our mind on him if we choose to. The choice is ours. And some people don't take it literally. You know, they'll add something to it or they'll take away something from it. Because a lot of people don't want to come wholeheartedly. They want to keep some of themselves and give God the crumbs. No, that's not what he's talking about. But that's what he's talking about. Keeping your mind on him, because he's the one that's able to keep us in perfect peace. Now, that's what his word said. Because we trust him, We trust God. Anything come up, good or bad, we remember God. And as often as we can, all day long, we working, we cooking, we singing, we cleaning, whatever we have going on, we want to keep our mind on him. Keep our mind on what he can do. Keep our mind on what he has done. Keep our mind on he's doing something for me right now. I'm breathing. Glory. And later on in the day, he's going to do even greater. He's a great God. He's a great gift-giving God. The gift of life, that's a gift he gave to us. The gift of breathing. The gift of having the use and activities of our limbs. Haven't you seen so many people don't have it, but yet he blessed us? Even the gift of my hair growing. The gift that I have eyebrows. I have eyelids. I have eyelashes. Somebody don't have that. And many things we take for granted. And we don't feel like, well, I don't have to keep my mind on God for this because it rolls automatically every morning without even saying it, without even thinking it. It's in your subconsciousness, as they call it. You're thinking it, you're just not saying it out loud. But we need to give God thanks for everything. We need to glorify him for every little thing. Why is that? He's blessing us. When our minds are not on him, he's yet blessing us. He yet keeps his mind on us. To me, it's like he just have an automatic system that just hangs and says, this is Barbara, and all day long I'm going to keep her living. All day long I'm going to bless her. All day long I'm going to do this. All day long. And he don't even have to push buzz or click nothing to keep it going. He just hung it there, and it rolls like clockwork every morning until he put a date in there that I won't get up again. Until he put a date in there that he allowed me to, he don't make me sick, that he allowed me to be sick because of something I've done to my own body. I done ate too much. I done gained too much weight. I done took too much of this or too much of that. Yeah. I got out the shower too quick, didn't dry between my toes good, whatever the case may be. Now that in between the toe itch a little bit, whatever it is, I don't know. But God is faithful to us, and he's looking for us to be faithful to him. And this is what he said. Look, God will not owe us for anything, even for praising him and worshiping him. Do you know he pay us for that? He told us to owe no man. So you know he's not going to owe anybody. When I say thank you, Jesus, do you know he blesses me? Even if there's nothing more that I'm able to say it one more time, thank you, Jesus, because he allowed the breath to still be in my body. He allowed me to be closed in my right mind. He allowed my tongue and my lips to move to perform words. He allowed my ears so that I can hear. He's not going to owe you for anything. Won't owe you for praising him. Won't owe you for worshiping him. And we need to do this because he's worthy. Anybody ever heard when the praises of the Lord, well, until the Lord goes up, the blessings of God come down? He won't owe you. I dare you to start praising him and watch what happened to you. Or don't do it for a long time now. Don't just stretch on out in the praise. Woo! Because you may see the Shekinah glory come down. You may see it come down so thick, it's like you can cut it with a knife. He inhabits the praises of his people. He loves it when we praise him from a sincere heart. We mean what we're telling him. I love you today. Oh, there's none like you. You're Almighty God that have all power. Father, there's no higher power. All power is on my side. I thank you for being for me. I thank you for being on my side today in spite of me. Just begin to talk to him like that. And watch what happens. Hallelujah. Tell him hallelujah. He's more than worthy of the highest praise. Yeah. And sometimes he'll take your places nobody else has been. Just you and him. It'll make you sing this song, nobody but you, Lord, nobody but you. When I was in trouble, you brought me on over. Nobody but you, Lord, nobody but you. Yeah, it'll cause you to start singing sometime. Because you're singing unto him. It's like you're praying in a song. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He's got all kind of ways that we can praise him. My lips don't have to move, but in my heart, I'm talking to him. And if I want to keep my mind on him, I can keep my mind on him if I want to. And I want to keep my mind on him because whose mind is stayed on thee, he going to bless us. Thou would keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Because he trusts in thee. I trust in him. I trust God more than I trust anybody. He know all about me. I can tell him anything. I never hear it again. I can tell him anything. And I don't have to be ashamed of it because he already know. You know, it makes a difference when people already know you. I've seen these dating sites. And I've seen some people I know on the dating site. Looking, I'm looking through there, what's going on here? Who would be out here doing this, you know? Not to put me down, because people do what they do. And I'm looking, and I see some people on there I know. It makes it easier to have a conversation. On Facebook, I see people I know from way back in the day. Look at Jerry, elementary school. We talked about it yesterday. We know the principal. We know many of the teachers. If I mention to her Miss Pinckney, Miss Knight, Sadie Tillis, who was the principal, Miss Lewis, oh, I know she remember Miss Spencer. I will croon you right now, Jerry. I will croon you. Yeah. It's easy to talk to her. Why? It's easy to listen to her. Why? We go way back. We know each other. I know God this morning. It's easy for me to trust him. Why? I've trusted him before, and every time I trust him, he bring me out. He bring me to a safe place. He bring me to a good place. He bring me to victory. Every time I trust him, I've trusted man, and man let me down. I trusted man, and man hurt me. I was for man, but he was against me. But every time I trust God, he never disappoint me. He's always giving me something good. I went over to Proverbs 3, 5 through 7. And as I begin to trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to mine own understanding, in all my ways I acknowledged him, he direct my path. Now I know I can trust him. I can't trust me, but I can trust God. Many times I have to stand still. If I'm not sure, I stand still. Lord, if this is you, allow me to continue. If this is not you, Lord, stop it right now. Cut it off. I only want to do what you would have me to do. And I had the patience to wait. Yeah. I read the scripture that says Satan desired to sift you as wheat. And it's not just one of us, all of us. I read the scripture that says Satan come to steal, kill, and destroy. Not just me, all of us that believe. So it pay us best to wait on the Lord, to be of a good courage. He's going to strengthen our heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Trust in him. Look around you. Look around you. If you really believe God made the heavens and the earth, and you see the seasons keep changing, you see the leaves keep turning from brown to green. We're in Florida. We saw the weather come from cold to much warmer. We saw it come from cold. We saw it come to warm. Now we're seeing it come to hot. He said he wouldn't bother those seasons. The seed time and harvest, the seasons would change. He keep turning a day into night and night into day. If we can't trust nothing else, trust that he's doing that. And if he's doing that, he's doing it for us. Let me trust him with everything else. I'm going to pray, and I'm going to leave this situation with God. I'm not taking it no further. And anything I want, I'm going to tell him about it, because he see, I don't want too much. Yeah, he see, I'm not asking for billions and billions of dollars to build an empire unto myself. He see, if I want billions of dollars, it's so that I can build and bless his people. Yeah, that's what he see in me. He don't see no building and so that I can have a reputation and they see me as the richest woman in the world and I'm wrote this book because I'm showing everybody else how to be rich. Oh, no. That devil is a fool and a liar. But I'm asking him for things that would bless his people. I am asking him for things that will cause his name to be praised in the earth. Things that will cause his name to be lifted up among the people. Things that will cause me to talk of his wondrous works and make known his deeds among the people. He's always wanting his people to be happy. He's always wanting his people to get it right with him. He's always wanting his people to live a holy life. Because without holiness, no man can sin. He wants us to live a clean, righteous life so one day we can be where he's at and we can see him for who he really is. But it all starts right here in the earth. We got the advantage because we already believe him. You see, we got the advantage because when we heard the word, we didn't harden our heart. We came to Jesus just as we were. Weary, wounded, and sad. Oh, but we found in him a resting place. Today you can tell him, he made me glad. I'm glad today because of him. I'm not glad because of what I got, because what I got didn't do it. He gave me what I got. So today I'm resting in him. I don't have to fret. I don't really have to worry. It's all right if I'm concerned, but I don't want to be over-concerned, because great is he that lives within me than he that is in the world. If he be for me, he's more than, hallelujah, the whole world against me. I just got to keep tasting to see that the Lord is good. That's all I need to do. I don't have much to do. Faith and trust, that's all I got to have. If I can believe him, he's going to do it. If I can trust him, you may as well say, it's already done, Barbara. He's already done it because I trust him. Yeah. The scripture said this, and I believe it with all my heart. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Greater love, huh? You can't have greater love for me, no greater love if you're willing to die for me. He was willing to die for us. And died. Not that he was willing. He went on and did it. He went on and died for us, that we might have a right to the tree of life. That we have a right now to go back with him when he comes. We have a right to believe. We have a right to praise him. We have a right to trust him. Oh, yeah. And then look what he says to us. Thou would keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in me. See, scriptures like this to me are very important. Very, very, very important. I know we talk about Ruth and Boaz. We talk about Samuel and David and Saul and Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. We talk about Daniel and the lion's den. All of that is very, very important. But when we look at things that we really need to do that will bring us to situations like that, if stuff like that happened to us, we delivered because we took the little things that was said, but nobody really hyped up on them every day. We took those things and made them daily things in our lives. Well, now we're walking in holy boldness. We're walking in Jesus. Now we know we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. Now I'm remembering more often, I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. No calamity shall come nigh my dwelling. Hallelujah. I can look to the hills from which cometh my help. All of my help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. I'm the lender today and not the borrower. Huh? Because we got these small things that people overlook. They don't keep teaching us about these kind of things when we need this. I need to let the meditation, the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in his sight. He's my Lord, my strength, and my redeemer. He's the one I can run into and be saved, even his son's name. He gave me proper instructions. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say. These are important things. Yeah, we need to work on these daily. Make our calling and election sure with these things. Love one another, not as the world loves. Yeah. Some folks, I'm tired of that. The same old, same old. Listen, do you have it down yet? Are you really doing that? Are you skipping over that because you want something new? You're bored with the old stuff that you have not even put into effect, but you want something new. I see it all the time. You've done nothing with the old messages he gave you. How is it that you're ramping and raging to get new stuff? That you're not going to do nothing with the new stuff. It'll be for the day and tomorrow you forgot. Because it didn't fall on good ground. Because you don't want to hear God repeat itself. You want him to move on to the new thing. Mm-hmm. But haven't done nothing with the old. I want to hear it until I get it completely right with him. And in the meantime, he take me to other places, but I'm coming back because I got to keep my mind on him. He going to keep me in perfect peace because my mind is stayed on him, and I trust him. I trust in him. Yeah, forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. It won't give out. Your strength won't give out. You won't become weak. You won't perish. You'll stay strong. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high. Because you know some people get high-minded. Some people, they just got to be up there. Up there but not really setting examples. They up there flaunting. They up there showing out, showing off. He said he'll bring them down. The lofty city. Yeah. The city that's up. You know, some people worship L.A. Some people worship New York, Chicago, Miami. Some people worship that. Oh, I'm going to Atlanta. Honey, it's the home of, for black folks. I don't want no part of it. I never went there to stay. I done been in Atlanta, but I never went there to stay. Never had a desire to move there. New York, Philly, no. L.A., you got to be kidding. Hollywood, oh, you playing with games. That's not where he sent me. That's where I never had a desire to go. He said the lofty city, he layeth it low. He layeth it low. He repeated that. He said it twice. Even to the ground, he bringeth it even to the dust. You know why? They're not lifting him up. He's not their God there. The Hollywood sign and what's going on in Hollywood is what's important to them. What they decide to be advertised and put out front, that's what's happening. Nothing about him. He said he layeth it low. He layeth it low, even to the ground. He bringeth it even to the dust. Because they're not keeping their mind on him. They're not trusting in him. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. He letting poor and homeless folks and people like that just walk on. Yeah. The way of the just is uprightness. The way of the just is uprightness. Thou most upright doeth weigh the path of the just. I'm looking for those who believe. I'm looking for those who want to keep their mind on him. I want to hang out with those that's praying the prayer. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. These are the people I want to hang out with, those who trust him. It looked like nothing has happened. It looked like nothing is happening. It appears that this thing will never come back right. It's over with. I can throw in the towel. It's through. But those that trust God, those that believe God, those that are keeping their mind on him, those that are seeking him for all that they need, those are the ones I want to hang out with. Those that have crazy faith, as they call it. They got more faith than a mustard seed. It don't look like nothing is there, yet they believe it. For faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We can only imagine. And on our imagination, we believe in God to bring it to pass. Because he's able. He's able. Well, Barbara, how do I keep my mind on God? Pray. Remember him during the day. Remember his word. We all get some type of break during the day. Even if it's a lunch break or a 15-minute break, we get some kind of break during the day. And what I've done, I write things down. More so now, because a lot of days I forget things so much. I have, you know, quite a few things. But even before that started happening, I would write things down. I can remember marking my finger with a number to remember scripture. Whatever it takes that I'm going to remember God, that's what I want to do. I remember the Lord speaking to me and say, whatever comes your way, begin to praise me. Whatever comes your way, begin to praise me. So I learned whether it's good news or bad news, begin to praise God. When I tell you this is more serious than a heart attack and a train wreck, all happening at one time, that's how serious it is. He's the one that can kill the body and the soul. He's the one that have the last word about everything that happens to us. He's got the last word on it. Don't no judge have the last word on you. Don't no mortgage company have the last word on you. Don't be tricked. even in that, David said, cry unto the Lord, and the Lord, cry unto God. Don't no university have the last word over your graduation and your grades? I said he's Almighty God who have all the power. He's got all power. There's no higher power. The earth is his, the fullness thereof. The earth and everything in it belong to him, the world, and they that dwell therein. You're not going to tell me what I can't do, and you're not going to tell me what I can't have. I'm the daughter of the God that can do anything. With him, nothing is impossible. I can keep my mind on him if I want to. I can trust in him with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding. I can acknowledge him in all my ways if I want to. I can seek his word and believe to be blessed if I want to, because every word of God is pure. Listen, and he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. I can't trust nothing else but him. Things don't work with other stuff, but everything works like clockwork with him. All the components, all the parts are connected to cause a smooth running of the machine. I pray he answer. I fast he add to me. I remember his word, he blessed me. I quote his word, things change. But I got to do it. He's leaning and depending on me to do what he said so that he can do what he said. He give instructions and tell you what the results of the instructions are going to be if you follow his instructions. Look what he said again. I'm going back. Thou would keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. The instructions is to keep my mind on him. That's the instructions. This is the result of keeping my mind on him. He's keeping me in peace. And he went a little further to add, because you trust me. If you're keeping your mind on me, that means you trust me. You're trusting me for whatever you're telling me, or whatever we're communing about. You're trusting me. If not, you wouldn't talk to me. You wouldn't tell me about these things. So right now, while you're praying, you got your mind on me. Acknowledge me in all your ways. You keep your mind on me. Through the good and the bad, praise me. You're keeping your mind on me. We got to want to do it. Hallelujah. I'm looking at TV talking to the Lord. I'm washing dishes talking to the Lord. I'm cooking, stirring in my cauliflower. I'm talking to the Lord. I'm reading something. I'm talking to the Lord. I'm writing my book. I'm talking to the Lord. Over on, Jesus in the Morning, I start a little short story. So every day I write a little bit. Dr. William done got on to me about that. But, Doc, I can't help it. It's just in me to write these little short stories. And so each morning I'm leaning and depending on God to give me what to write in the little story there. It's made up as I go along. Nothing I have pre-planned or nothing like that. I can just write. Yeah. He gave me the ability. And now I'm doing more with the ability, well, the gift that he gave me in writing. Put it together. This book I'm writing, it's going to take a while. Yeah. And he does all of this for us if we can trust him, if we'll go to him believing him, if we'll go to him asking him. Many times we can keep our mind on him when we're going through some situations. But as soon as God blessed, we done took our mind off the situation and we doing what we want to do during the day. We listen to Evelyn Champagne King. We listen to Aretha Moore. Now we listen to Luther Moore. We're not playing as much gospel as we used to. That's all I play in my truck because God gave it to me. I'm not playing nobody else in there unless you uplifting God. Yeah. I'm going to hear Helen Bella say, I'm lifting up the name of Jesus. Yeah, that's what I'm going to hear in my truck. I'm going to hear this boy say that I thought it should have killed me. I thought it would. I thought it should. But you wouldn't let me go. The enemy tried. But you kept me. I disobeyed you. You said go left. I went right. And I thought you should have left me, but you didn't. I'm going to remember these things that he has done for me. Great and mighty thing. Do you know it's a great and mighty thing for God to forgive us? It's a great and mighty thing when we disobey. He looked beyond it. Great. When we should be dead and gone. He yet keep us. He yet keep us. He's not done with us. We shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. That's my only purpose for being here. If I decide to go with anything else, I'm out of here. I got to stay with them. I got to keep my mind on him. It don't make me perfect. I know better than nobody else. I have my struggles, my strives, just like anybody else. But my striving and struggling is to get it right with him. It's to keep my mind on him so he can keep me in perfect peace. It's so that I can trust in him. For in him is everlasting strength. It'll only last forever if I get my strength from him. If I trust him, then I'll be strong forever. But I got to trust God. And the more I trust him, the more he's teaching me. The more I trust him, the more I become addicted to trusting him. Yeah. Something happened and the people said this. Oh, well, then she'll be all right because all she's going to do is pray. They wasn't concerned about my hurt, my pain. Because they believed me. And they believed that God would take care of me. Because that's who I know. That's who I know to run to. I'm running back to him over and over again. Yeah, I'm striving to stay on the straight and narrow. I'm striving to keep my mind on him so he can keep me in perfect peace. I'm striving to let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in his sight. He's my strength and my redeemer. I'm striving to wait on him while I'm waiting him of a good courage. He's going to strengthen my heart. I'm able to run this race a little bit longer. I don't have to run it fast. I can run it with patience because all I got to do is don't make a difference when I get there as long as I finish the race, as long as I get to the end of it. I don't have to rush my time because sometime in running a race, I might get thirsty. I might feel a little tired. I got to slow down. So if I just run it at a pace, a certain pace, I won't get tired and I won't get so thirsty. I can keep going. Not going fast, but just staying on it. Hallelujah. Because the race is not given to the swift, not the strong. It's that one that endures to the end. Along the way up running the race, sometime I'm going to have to stop and take some alcohol and clean somebody else's wounds. Bandage them up, and then I get back in the race. Sometimes I'm going to have to stop to hear somebody tell me what has gone on with them. Mama died. My child died. Daddy died. My brother died. My sister died. This one left me. That one left me. I don't have money. They threatened to cut this off. I need to pay that. I got to stop along the way, yet I'm still running. And I'm taking all these things with me while I'm running because I'm taking them to show God, not that he don't see, but when I stand before him, I can show him these are they. Yet I'm still in the race. I'm getting closer to the finish line because my point is to finish the race. Okay, how many times I stop, how many breaks I take, I must finish the race. And the good part about it, he's giving me the time. The clock is not going to run out because I'm determined to finish the race. But while I'm running, I got to keep my mind on him. While I'm running, I got to let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in his sight. Again, he's my strength and my redeemer. While I'm running, I got to wait on him. Be of good courage. He's going to strengthen my heart. While I'm running, when I hear the bad news, I begin immediately to praise him. While I'm running this race, I'm going to get some bad news, but I got to trust him with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding. In all my ways, I got to acknowledge him. Even in the bad news, I got to let him know you're the author and finisher of my faith. I got to let him know you're the one who can turn this thing around. You're the one that can heal it. You're the one that can fix it. You're the one that if you're not going to fix it, you can fix me so that I can handle it. Huh? But we got to have these desires for him and his word. We got a desire to live right. We got a desire to live holy because he's holy. He accept that which is holy. This is why he just don't accept any old thing. He's already taught us, be ye holy for I'm holy. Live a clean life. Be careful what you connect to. And see, they got so much stuff going on now, and they got a way of telling you stuff, and it sound good. But you got to have a discernment. You got to hear, I don't care who telling it, you got to hear the Spirit of the Lord when he's speaking. It's nothing and nobody who can help you like God can. I'm just telling you the truth. I don't care what they know, how they know it, who gave it to them. Nobody can fix you like God can, but you got to want to be fixed, and you got to be willing to go through to be fixed so that he can fix you. And a lot of times we don't want to go through the trial of getting fixed. We want an instant poof, and we done. Nope. You didn't get like that overnight. I'm going to take you through some lessons and let you graduate with honors at the end of the class. If you stay in the study, if you stay preparing so when you take the test, I can give you the best grade. But nobody can help you like him. Come unto me, all that are burdened and heavy laden. I will give you rest. Nobody else can give it to you. They can teach you anything they want to teach you. And you still will be messed up. You still won't have no peace. You still won't have no joy. Knowing all the stuff, all that stuff I knew I had to learn from the university, it didn't bring me no peace and joy. But that which I get from God, it bring me peace and joy. Keeping my mind on it, it bring me peace and joy. Why? I let go. I don't have to deal with things. Yeah, it sets me free from a lot of foolishness. A lot of stuff I would have to deal with all of that. But because I lay it at his feet and walk away, I put it on the altar before him and walk away. Other than that, I would still have to be lying there, Lord, suffering, when all I got to do is give it up, let it go. because holding on to it just make me miserable. But if I let it go, it'll cause me to start singing. I've come this far by faith. Every day I'm leaning on the Lord. And I'm trusting in his holy word. I know he's never failed me yet. I might get a little loud right there. I'm singing, oh, 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 can't turn around. I've come this far by faith. Why? I let go so God could have his way. I put it on the altar. Said what I meant to him and meant what I said to him, walked away believing and trusting him, and went to help somebody else that I could. I can remember days I was sick. Talked to him. He healed my body. I remember one day, I was feeling bad. Y'all got to know, because I had ate bad. And I went to him, Lord, you know I ate bad. And God, forgive me. I'm sorry, Lord. Help me not to be a glutton. And Lord, help me to stay away from the fried stuff. I'm weak right now. I'm just talking to him. He just looking and he hear it all. All of a sudden, I got sleepy. But I could feel something working in my stomach. I could feel it. And I passed on out. I don't know how long I was asleep. I was so glad when I woke up that I was relieved and feeling so better, I forgot to look at the clock. Well, I got on up and started singing because I knew he had did it for me. I started cleaning, scrubbing my bathroom, mopping floors and things, you know, wiping baseball. I was doing it big because he's able. He's able, but it come from believing and trusting in him. And another thing, it come from being faithful unto him. And that's what I want to be. Ooh, I want to be faithful unto him. Just as faithful as he are, I want to be that faithful in him. I'm talking about he watch over his word. Faithful. The seasons keep changing. Faithful. The things in the earth that he put here, trees, keep changing from brown to green. The winter come to spring. Spring turn to summer. Day turn to night again. And night turn to day. Faithful. His word hold true. He makes sure it performs what he said it would perform. He's faithful, but we got to understand what he's talking about. I'm hearing too many people put it on the church. Well, see, the church is not teaching right. God have to teach you. This is his word. This is not the church word. Them 66 books, God inspired man to write them. No church did that. So you can't blame your pastor. You can't blame your church for what you didn't get in the word and seek for yourself. Don't let people trick you. They'll have you out here thinking, you own your own. How did you get this way? That's what they'll have you thinking. They'll have you thinking, you can do it. You can get it and get it from a man. I don't want it from man. I'm going to get it from God. If you don't give it to me, I won't have it. That's what I tell them. I said, Lord, if you don't give it to me, I won't have it because I don't know nowhere else to go to get it. You've been raped, and I'm going to depend on a man for my healing from rape. If man could do something, why wasn't he there to stop the rape? I'm going to God. See, God was there, but this is the thing. He's not going to come against nobody's will. And if you allowed yourself to be in a vulnerable position with all this talk, God sent all this information out here. Why would you walk down a dark alley by yourself? Parents, they're responsible too. The pastor in these churches where the children being molested and raped, you got to watch as well as pray. Parents, you got to watch over your children. Sally will tell you she going to the movie when she going to a party. And get to the party and get drunk. No, no, no. I'm going to know where you at, Sally. Because most times I'm going with you. You and your little friend. It's my responsibility to keep you safe. And I'm guilty of it. Many parents back in the day trusted folks. But in 2021, it has proven out, trust no man. And God said it in his word. Don't trust nobody. Uncle Cub, not with mine, not with my grand, if I'm on the watch. If I'm watching, no sir, no sir, no ma'am, no ma'am. Well, I'm Gloria, and I just want to take little sap now, Gloria. We all will go together. I'm not going to be accusing God of what I had the power to stop and I didn't. No, I'm not going to do that. But they teaching folk, the church is failing them. The devil is a fool and a liar. Didn't Jesus tell them folks in there selling all that stuff in his house? Didn't he tell them they was trying to turn his father's house into a den of thieves? He whooped them out of there, but didn't he tell them, my father's house shall be called the house of prayer? Isn't that what he told them? So you mean to tell me when I pray and ask God to heal me from something, God is not going to do it? You mean to tell me I got to go to a man other than God to get my healing? Oh, devil, you're a liar. You're a liar. You told the first lie. You're the father of all lies. I bind that lie up and cast it back to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus. I'm going to my pastor. And I'm going to ask my pastor for prayer. And if I need a deeper counseling with my pastor, I'm going to ask for, Pastor, can I get an appointment for counseling? I need to talk about some things that's been bothering me. He said, yeah, daughter, when you want the appointment, as soon as you can give me one, Pastor. Bishop, I need an appointment. He gave me the appointment. Now, I trust him because he's my pastor, and he's been my pastor a long time. So I'm going in there and tell Bishop, Bishop, when I was 9, I was raped, Bishop. And I can't let it go. I'm 52 now, Bishop, but I just can't let this go, Bishop. It just keep haunting me, and I don't think I'm being the best that I can be, Bishop. I'm nervous and upset that people going to find out what happened to me, and I'm 52, Bishop. I need some help. He said, well, have you seek the Lord? Well, Bishop, I ain't really told God about that because I was even ashamed to tell God about it, Bishop. He said, well, the Lord know all about it, baby. I need you to pray. We going to pray. And then Bishop go into scriptures and he helped me to understand some things in the word that I got to do. Not nobody outside of the relationship. I got to do it. God sent me to the pastor. The pastor took me to the word. From the word, he took me back to God. You understand? So now I got to go and do something. I got to be willing to forgive and let go of whoever did this to me and things, you see. And I got to keep seeking God and keep desiring to let it go. I got to ask God for the Holy Ghost. Lord, I want your spirit. Because let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost wipes a lot of mess away from us. It takes it out of you. Because God ain't going to dwell in no unclean vessel. I'm here to tell you this morning. God is not going to dwell in a vessel that can't forgive. That's still stealing. That's still lying. Guess why? You operating in your flesh. That's not God. I used to suck my thumb. Did y'all know that? I'm to my sucked until I was in my early 30s. And what, they didn't have no plans to stop no time soon. All of my daughters but one Sunday thong. Do you know when God filled me with his spirit, all of that went? I used to have sinus, real bad sinus. Do you know all of that went when God filled me with his spirit? Don't let nobody fool y'all. Like God is secondary. Like he's second, in other words. After you done went over here and got this and got that, now you can come to God. Now God is important. No, he the first one, honey bunny. He the first one you go to. He the first one you seek. You're not going to bring me no form of witchcraft and voodoo. Now, I'm not going for that. I'm going to God. He said, come unto me. Now, this is what he said, and if we believe him, we're going to go with what he said. Come unto me, all that are burdened and heavy laden. Who is I, Almighty God, that have all power, Jehovah God? The one that so loved the world, he sent his only begotten son. Come unto me, all that are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn, did you hear what he said? Learn of me, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. You're not going to tell me if I go to God crying out like David did, he ain't going to deliver me. But if I come to you, you can talk me through it. No, keep your witchcraft. Keep your nonsense over there with you. I'll be all right over here. Serving the Lord. That's what I'm singing now. We'll pay off. I got to stay wicked. After a while, I'm going to keep my mind on him. Woo! He going to keep me in perfect peace. Whatever happened in my past, he going to bury it. He going to heal me from it and put it in the sea of forgetfulness. Me nor him are going to remember it again unless I'm using it to give a testimony. Don't let these people trick us. Don't let these people fool us. I'm not going for witchcraft and things. Keep your black magic, your voodoo, your wannabe more than you are. Keep that over there with you. I'm happy over here with Jesus. I'm happy over here with God. I've gone through the storm and lots of rain. I done told y'all plenty of my testimonies. Went to prison. Do y'all know what prison is, don't you? Went and did me 19 good months up in them people prison. Look here. I forced my way in there. They didn't invite me. I went on my own. I went uninvited. Yet he kept me. I never went with another woman, never was tempted to be with another woman. Uh-uh, that's not me. I love men. Uh-uh. Got me in there. I began to go to church in there, put me in the word, all kind of things. My gift would operate. Honey, look at here. Almighty God, I took my burdens to him. I found out his yoke was easy and his burdens was light. He wouldn't put no more on me than I could bear. But there were things I had to do. I couldn't sit around waiting on the pastor to do it all, waiting on the church to do it all. What in the world? I had to take responsibility and do some things myself, like pray. Ask for what I want. Believe God and trust him. Stayed in his word. Some things I had to fast about. I had my work cut out for me. The pastor praying for me. I'm talking about, boy, Bishop down in it. Boy, Bishop down in it. First lady, though, what a pastor. She down in the prayer. When I talked to her, you could tell she loved me and had been praying for me. But guess what? She couldn't do what I needed. I needed to forgive, not her. I couldn't put it on her because I couldn't forgive. I couldn't even put it on God. I had to do my part. I had to face, as my cousin Slurp used to say, I had to face the nation. I had to face me. I remember one day I was so angry, y'all. I was so angry. I wanted every person, man, boy, or girl, or woman, who had molested a child, I wanted them to just suffer bad. Oh, I wanted them to die in their suffering. Let them suffer first. Messing up these kids like this. How about God had to come to me and help me out? Repent. You're wrong. Vengeance is mine. You pray and ask me to help them. You don't pray that nobody suffer to die. And then I start seeing myself because I should have suffered and died. Yeah. For being the dope lady, huh? For being a whore, huh? For being a liar, a cheat, a thief. I should have died. But he didn't kill me. So why should he kill a molester when he can change him or her from the inside out? It's our thinking. Because, see, we see somebody steal a 25-cent bubblegum. Oh, that's not so bad, but they done murdered over here. They done killed somebody's son over here. They worse than the bubblegum thief. Now, sin is sin. Wrong is wrong. You can't weigh it because they're equal the same. You done heard people say, well, I told a white lie to protect their feelings. There is no such thing as a white or black or red or green or no other color lie. A lie is a lie. It carries the same weight. But we want to put categories and classify it because I don't want to feel too bad for what I did when I can look over there and they did worse. Well, you just as guilty as the worst doer. I told you what God did for me. I was all of that in a bag of chips. I was, look here, stealing the bank money. But I was better than everybody else God had made. Do you hear what I say? Oh, I was too good to be good. And the Lord come right in and showed me. Yeah, you good, all right. You show good. Look where you at. Y'all forgive me. Look where you are, you do-gooder. Look where you are, which you're better than society and everybody else self. Locked up in prison. Who you in here with, Barbara? Who in here? It's not the choir that sang on Sunday morning. It sure wasn't. It wasn't the mother of the motherboard of the church. It wasn't the pastor connection sitting up there. It wasn't the saints of God and the believers, all of them sitting up in prison. No, ma'am, you're in here with the murderers. Real folk that done killed real folk. You're in here with the woman that killed all 8 of her children. You in here with the ones that kill their own mother. You in here with the mother and all 6 of her daughters locked up with her. Now tell me who you are again. Let's see how you see yourself now, Barbara. Do-gooder. Better than everything. Even better than I am. Let's see where you are in your thinking. Yeah, because we've been known to put everybody down. We got our own checklist. Oh, they homosexuals, check off. I can't be bothered with them. They're gay. I'm going to check it off. Oh, no, they transgenders. I cannot associate with them. Let me check them off. I'm going to check on the ones that's like me. Yeah, the one that look like me, act like me, da-da-da. And God's sitting back looking at you. Now, you're not saying this out your mouth, but you're thinking it in your heart, and so is a man thinking, so is he. A thought is a thing. We all have sinned and come short. But if we'll go back to God, if we'll go to him asking him to let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart. Because, see, that heart going to cause you to think right. Thoughts come from your heart. Did you know that? That's why God deal with the heart. I heard him say, David said, give me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. Why? He realized when he saw Bathsheba, his heart went to thinking wrong. His heart went desiring the wrong thing. And we're no better than David. But if we'll pray and ask God to let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart be acceptable in his sight, if we'll wait on him and be of good courage, I'm not going to fear man. I'm going to wait on you. Oh, they say they're coming and cut it off, but God, I'm not going to fear that. I'm waiting on you. You're going to strengthen my heart. I just got to wait on you. I'm going to keep my mind on you. Because although what they said, I know you to be a deliverer. I know you to be the one who can turn it around. I know you're the one that can put the money in the mail. I wasn't even expecting the check to come. I know you're the one that stimulus just gave us a $1,400, but you can turn right around in a few days and give us another $2,000. Oh, I heard what they said. But I'm going to keep my mind on you because I still got bills need to be paid. I'm going to keep my mind on you. You're going to keep me in perfect peace. I'm not going to worry about the things on the earth. I'm going to focus on the things above where moth and rust don't corrupt and thieves don't break in and steal. I'm going to think on these things. Whatever is pure, whatever is right, whatever is lovely, whatever you've done for me, these are things I want to think on. I want to think on that you love me so much you sent your son to suffer, to bleed, hang, and die. Conquer all and rise with all power. I'm going to think on the time when I was in trouble and I called on you and you come to my rescue. You're going to keep me in perfect peace because I trust you. I can't trust nobody else. I tried that. It didn't work out. Man don't have the same power that you have, although you gave him some power, love and a sound mind, but you have all power. Stop thinking of myself more than I ought to. I'm going to stop doing things my way. Rance Allen said, I just want to do your will. I want to do what you say. I want to do it your way. I just want to do your will. That's what Jesus did. You see what he got, Jesus? He sat at the right hand of the Father. I'm going to run in a minute now. I'm going to run. He obeyed God. Obeyed God, and he's blessed. He's more than blessed. He's next to the Father. And when we obey God, we become next to him. When we obey him, there's nothing he won't withhold from us. Spiritual things, mental things, emotional things, natural things, spiritual things. He won't withhold nothing. Lord, I need to understand this scripture better. Because I want to apply this to my everyday life. God will come in himself and teach you and give you the wisdom of the scripture. But see, we too hyped to get that. We so hyped on stuff and things. We so hyped over being who we are and proving to everybody how good we are, how educated we are, all we got, all we gonna get. I see more encouraging things on Facebook, which is good for my page because I don't tolerate foolishness. I can't stand it. But how about the sufferings that we're going to? Can somebody tell somebody that our trials are going to come to make us strong? Can somebody tell somebody Paul was on his way to Damascus and God knocked him off the horse and changed his whole life? Can I tell somebody that now that I'm a new creature in Christ, old things have passed away and behold, all things have become new? Because folk like to hide they dirt. They like to hide what they've been through. I can't hide it. He know about it. It was him that brought me out. Say what you got to say. My mind is on him and what he did for me. People have come and said, you really went to prison, Barbara? I said, just as sure as I'm talking to you. I've had the dope boys to say, come on now, come on, quit playing. You play too much. You weren't selling nothing. You weren't. I said, well, let me ask you something. It's 36 a key. That's all I need to know. They look at me and say, what? Butterflakes or crystal? What you talking about? They be like, what? Because, see, only dope people who dealt selling dope know these terminologies. Everybody don't know this. Certain things you can tell them that they know. Oh, yeah, she had to be in it to know this. Ain't nobody outside telling her this right here. She had to be in there cutting it to know this. And we talking to this so somebody can be delivered. They're not telling these war stories to make us look like something. No, I can't, because I didn't deliver me. God did it. It was him that made me a new creature in him. It was him that taught me. It was him that sent me places where I could be taught the truth, because I wanted the whole truth, as Pastor Howell say, and nothing but the truth. I didn't want no games, no side playing. I didn't want none of that. I didn't want what the pastor had to say, because he could make these big words sound good and look like he was educated. No, I didn't need none of that, Rev. I could get in the dictionary and do all that for myself. I need something I can't do. I can't stop me from laying with these men I'm not married to. Tell me how to put a stop to this. I didn't go to the preacher for that. I went to God. He took me here. Don't let fornication be once named among you. And he explained fornication to me. You'll lay up with men that you're not married to. He brought me there. Then he took me on that over there. What a name. Juanita Bynum had come out with a tape that talked about no more sheets. He took me to, I've listened to that thing so much until the desire left me. Not the desire for men, but the desire to lay with men I wasn't married to. The desire to lay with men who was not mine. Do you understand what I'm saying? Not the desire of men now. That didn't go nowhere. I still love men. I'm just not married. I don't have one. I ain't got no business playing around with one. If God send one, that's a horse of a different color. If he don't send one, I'm not chasing one. A man that findeth a wife finds a good thing and obtain favor with the Lord, that he love his wife as he love himself. And you can even go to God for all of this. You can go to God for all of this on your own. Come unto me, all that are burdened and heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Come here. Let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, I will wash you as white as snow. I'm not talking about your pastor washing you. I'm not talking about nobody graduated from the university to wash you. I'm not talking about the evangelist TVs to wash you. I said, I would. I am that I am. Almighty God that have all power. The God that so loved us that sent his only begotten son. The God that hang the sun in the sky and the moon at night. The one that keep changing the seasons. The one that got all power, there's no, I will be the one that do it. But come to me, let's talk about it. Tell me about it. What it is that you want here. He give heart's desires. He's our shepherd, and I shall not want. I shall not want for deliverance. I shall not want to be set free. He's going to do it. The more I go to him and the more I desire to let it go, the more God is coming in and give me what I need. I need to be made whole. Do you know I couldn't do this that I'm doing without him? I couldn't keep me. No way possible I could keep me. He's the one that keeps me. And not against my will. I want to be kept by him. I want to keep my mind on him. I want to wait on him. I want to trust in him. I want the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart to be acceptable in his sight. I want it. And I want it. And I want it again. It's a desire in my heart that I want these things. But if I'm around here getting hyped because of what it say, but I'm not doing what it take to get it, I got to go to him. Didn't you hear me say with him nothing is impossible? With God, nothing is, he can heal you of all your past hurts and pains. He can heal any sickness, any disease. He healed me. I started losing weight. Then run back and get me some fried chicken. Run back, get me some pound cake. And I'm not eating a half a slice or a fourth. I'm eating two slices. I'm eating three slices of sweet potato pie. I'm gaining weight. Blood sugar going, he healed me, but I'm going back to get sick. It's nothing he can do with that until I change my mind. Until I change my desire to let the stuff that's killing me go. He coming and heal me, not only feel the healing, I see it. Go get you some good multivitamins. Take extra vitamin D. Go ahead and get you some zinc. Get you some vitamin C. Get this, get that. Let the fried stuff go. Let the sugary stuff go. Let all the creamy stuff go. Mayonnaise, cream cheese, a ranch dress. You got to let all this go, Barbara. Eat more salads. Eat more vegetables. Drink more water. Bake your chicken. Get it out the grease because you're not going to do nothing. Don't even put it in the air fryer. Bake it. Broil your fish. Stop putting batter on it and cooking it in corn oil. You got a gallon of corn oil in the wok and you throwing your chicken or your fish and it's just bathing in oil. Just clotting up your arteries, raising up your blood pressure, bringing your blood sugar to a high peak, then you drop. No, Barbara, you got to get on an even keel. Whatever you're concerned about, he's concerned about it too, but you got to make a start. He'll heal your body, but he healing you, and you going back to get sick. I look at it like this. Come out from among them, Barbara, and be separated. Come out from among them pound cakes and them apple pies and them sweet potato pies and banana pudding. Come out. Come out from the fried chicken, potato salad, collard greens full of pork. Come out from among it and be separated, Barbara. I'm going to show you I'm your God and you're my people. I'm going to heal you. Your body is naturally going to heal itself, really, because you're putting in it what takes to do it. More green leafy vegetables, yellow vegetables, purple, orange. Some vegetables are brown. You got to eat some broccoli, Barbara. That's green, but it's going to do something for your iron and your blood. It's also going to clean your stomach out because it's high in fiber. Be careful with the beans, Barbara. You don't need the dried beans with the smoked ham hock and the smoked neck bones and some pig. You don't need that. Get you some fresh green peas. Not out the can either. Get them fresh. They may be frozen, but they're fresh. Get them and steam them up. Don't put no butter in that. Shake your little black pepper over it if you want to. Eat them fresh. Go and get you some edamames. You're hungry? You need a snack, Barbara? Eat you a handful of edamames. They green. They'll help you. He sent me the Weight Watchers. Showed me some things. I kept praying for healing. He kept healing. Then I kept going back to get sick. God will bring us out and we keep going back, but we steady talking about, Pastor, I need this and that. And the pastor's thinking this your first go round at the rodeo. No, this not your first time. God done delivered you, but you keep going back. That's why when I repent, I ask the Lord, Lord, when this thing come back again around, don't let it find me in the same place. But that you swept the house clean, and I refuse to let anything back in here. Because I bring that one in here, he going to bring seven more, and ain't no telling what them seven bringing with them. You understand? Oh, no, ma'am, and no, sir. We got to guard our heart, guard our thoughts. And we'll remember we saved, and we'll remember there's a God that if we keep our mind on him, he'll keep us in perfect peace because we trust him. We'll remember all these things. To let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in that sight. That means what I'm doing, God is pleased with it. I know he wasn't pleased with me baking no sweet potato pie. Nobody here but me. Who gonna eat it? Me. He's not pleased with me baking no sour cream pound cake or 7-Up cake in here. And who gonna eat it? Me. The whole cake. And it wasn't a week before the whole cake was gone. I'm not eating a dish, you know, a couple of spoons of ice cream. I'm eating a whole pint. And two slices of pound cake. Now, Barbara, that's not the way. And we want to cry. He showed me that was this morning. You got to do some more exercise. Get a little more strenuous with him. You're going to ache and pains, but it's going to cause you to walk better. It may be some aches and pains, but you're going to be able to stand longer. You're going to be able to tone up what you're losing. And it won't be flabby. Now, let me tell you, he loves us. He wants the best for us. But what do we really want? Because we want him to come in like a genie. Poof, and it's done. We want him to come in like a magician, and we got the he got the magic wand. Poof, and there's certain things God will do. He will do it instantly. But some things he's requiring at our hand, and one thing he's requiring me to do is to suffer through the weight loss and to suffer through the exercises because of this. I done heal you, you go right back. But if you go through this, you'll know how hard it is to do it again, and you won't be so apt to jump on a pie. You won't be so apt to jump on a fried chicken wing. You won't be so apt to get off in that southern potato salad. But you'll be apt to slice up that eggplant and slice up that squash thin and put it on a baking sheet with just a drizzle of olive oil, a little salt and pepper, or just some pepper, and bake it off in the oven. You eat the natural flavor of the food. You ain't got no seasoning, salt, accent, and all this craziness on it. And your tongue, your palate will get used to eating this kind of stuff. I was eating nothing but vegetables. And then go to my favorite wing spot, went over to Publix. She loaded me up with wings. Instead of eating two flats, I eat three flats. I felt it. I said, oh, no, 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 sister, you got to get back on them vegetables. You cannot eat this right here. Your days of that is over. Because, see, my system was cleansed. Nothing but vegetables. How about I went right back to them this morning? I'm looking at sweet potato. I'm looking at a yellow squash. I'm looking at some broccoli. Yeah, I ain't looking at no fried nothing. I ain't looking at no, because I eat chicken, turkey, or fish. I'm not even looking at meat. No, no, no. Let me get these vegetables up out. and these vitamins I'm taking. And drinking, I got two bottles of water. And drinking that water. He done healed me. Now I got to allow my body to do what it's got to do because I undid what he done. Yeah. See that right there? We got to face it. We got to face what we done and deal with it and talk to God about it. Oh, they did me wrong, Lord. Lord, I'm so hurt over this. I just didn't think they would do me that way. He said, trust no man. They are human like you. You've made mistakes in your life, and people make mistakes. I'm the one you can trust. I'm the one who won't let you down. I'm the one that will be with you until the end. I won't forsake you. I won't leave you. You're putting too much stock in people. You went to that church, but you didn't keep your mind on me. You kept it on the pastor and the first lady. You was over there pleasing them and not me. You could help out and work in the church and be a blessing unto the pastor, but I don't want you to make them your God. I'm your God. So when things happen to you because you took your mind off me and you start giving what I should be getting to man, you're going to get what you get. Man can hurt you. I won't hurt you. But we got to keep our mind on him so he can keep us in perfect peace. He's able to do it. I told you, listen, I say, Lord, you got to help me because I'm going into these places all bubbly and all happy because the joy of you is my strength. And, you know, I don't have no stress or nothing. You're blessing me. I'm good and I'm just excited. And people are not there. And when they see me like this, they're looking at me like I'm crazy because they are not there. They're not set free. They're in bondage. But I go right on because, honey, I can't help it because you're not having a good day. I'm having a blessed day. I'm having a miracle-working, prosperous day. God has set me free. I'm happy right now. I am happy right now, honey. I'm sorry that you don't have this. And see, a lot of times I remind them of God, that light shine in darkness. Darkness comprehended not. See, that light shining, all your dirt showing up, your attitude showing up, your racism showing up, and you don't like it. But it's nothing I can do. I'm going to keep right on being joyful in Jesus. Because when I leave you, that's it. I'm going on where I'm going, singing in my truck, praising God, expecting the next miracle. Hallelujah, Jesus. I saw it the other day in the dentist's office. I'm like, Lord, they're working these people. So these people are not free. They can't laugh. They can't really, they got to get everything perfect because people assume and all. I said, Lord, have mercy on me because if I had a business, if it had to be that serious, I couldn't hire nobody. And I know I couldn't work it by myself. Because I can't have my employees coming up in here all bound up. Now, we're going to cross every T and dot every I and treat every customer the best that we can. But we're not going to be bound up in here that we can't laugh, we can't have a good time. I've gone in stores and the cashiers didn't want me to leave. I brought the joy of the Lord in there. I brought good customers. That anointing drew those who understood the struggle of the cashier and made their day better. I left peace in there for them that day. Huh? We're able to do all of this, but we got to unhook some of this foolishness from us. We got to take us and unplug it and plug the Holy Ghost up in there, plug the Holy Spirit up in there, and let the Holy Spirit work through us. Take us out of there because we're going to mess up everything. Somebody say something to you, you'll take it in the wrong way. But if the Holy Spirit plugged in there, they can say it and you'll get it. Yeah, you can laugh. You can be set free. Laughter is like medication. It's good for you. Yeah. I was doing the show yesterday morning, and Prophetess Francis wrote me and told me what God told her to tell me. I almost kicked this computer over because I knew it to be the truth. She said, you've been on my heart a lot lately, and I just had to obey God and tell you what he said. Keep going. I don't have a choice in the matter. I was bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus. I'm no longer my own. I don't belong to Barbara no more. I asked him to let Barbara die so he could live. So whatever his will is, and he speak it to me, and he allow me to know one way or another, through the Spirit, through the Word, however he allowed me to know, I got to obey his will. Not my will be done, but his will must be done. And we're still talking about Isaiah 26:3. Yeah. We're still talking about, in that day shall the song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Huh? Open ye the gates that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Open it up and let me in there. Because I'm going to keep my mind on him. He going to keep me in perfect peace if I keep my mind stayed on him because I trust him. Open the gate on up. I'm ready to come on in now. I'm coming in the goodness. I'm coming in where Almighty God dwells, who's holy, who's clean and righteous, who loves me, who don't have no fault against me, because he know his thoughts towards me. Woo! Nothing evil but good. And he's going to bring me to an expected end. I don't expect to bring myself. I expect for him to do it, because without him, I can do nothing. I expect him to teach me, to show me, and continue to give me a gift of obedience. Give me the spirit of obedience unto you. Let this mind be in me that was also in Christ Jesus. Father, he just wanted to obey you. I just want to obey you today. Fix me. Fix my heart. Regulate my mind that I can obey you at any cost. I don't care where I am and what I'm doing. I've been in places laughing, talking. All the conversation was good. And I heard the Lord speak. I cut all of that short. Woo! The good times couldn't roll right then. It was a better time. I had to obey God. Obeyed him right in there. And the whole atmosphere, the whole conversation, all the people in there with me, it just shifted. It just changed. It became a whole total other thing. The Spirit of the Lord began to reside. I'm not telling you what they told me. I'm telling you what happened. I'm telling you from experience. It will sell out to him with our whole heart. Lean not to our own understanding. Always want his will to be done through us. Not waiting for somebody else to get it. We get it, and we do it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm grateful this morning unto him. I just feel like just riding out in him, talking of his wondrous works, making known his deeds among the people. He's worthy this morning of all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. I was looking to see if Dr. Pitts had come in, but I don't see a number or area code that's not familiar. So maybe she couldn't make it today. But we give God the glory. We give him the honor. Good morning, Brother Perry. God bless you, sir. I just saw you. Good morning, Apostle Boatwright. God bless you this morning. God bless you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Brother Lua had to run to the vet today. He had to take one of his pets, one of his dogs, and so he had to run early. Hallelujah. Do y'all know he'll be manning that chat room? Yeah. But God is faithful to us, and this is what we should pray, to be faithful to him. I've never known a God to be this faithful all my life. But when I was yet a sinner, he was yet faithful to me. When I come to him in the fullness, he was yet faithful to me. And then he turned me around and showed me, when you was yet a sinner, I was there for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. When you was yet a sinner, I covered you. When you was yet a sinner, I provided for you. I took care of you. Things could have been so much worse. You could have lost your mind. Your life could have been gone. Hell could have been your home, but you was a sinner, and I yet cared for you. You was expecting to come to a good end. I brought you there. In the ending of your sinful life, I saved you. I gave you my spirit. I'm riding down the street one day, and I'm looking back at my old life. And I thought about, I got this new life now. I thought about God saved. At the time, my name was Mac. I thought about God saved old Barbara Mac. He saved me and gave me his spirit. Let me tell you, my hands was on the steering wheel, but I promise you I wasn't driving. I got to the red light screaming and yelling and the praise, and the man in the truck next to me was going off in tongues. Do y'all hear me? He was going off in tongues. Never looked at me. I looked at him, but he didn't have no time for nothing, because whatever was going on, he was praising God for. He was speaking in a heavenly language. It was between him and God. Oh, I went on down the street. Oh, I was all of that in the spirit that day. I was all of that in God. He saved me. He drew me to him, because unless he draw us, we cannot come. He drew me. Ooh-wee. Do you know how fortunate I'm beyond that, how blessed I am that God drew me to him. Nothing and nobody. Who am I that God is even mindful of me? Yet he drew me. He drew me unto him. Fill me with his spirit, sanctify me, you know, set me aside unto himself. I can't do what everybody else do. I can't dress like everybody else dress. Why? He set me aside. I'm his. It don't make me no better than nobody else. Now, don't misunderstand me. But I'm grateful. I'm thankful unto him for what he's done in my life. So we get, listen, this is the last thing of it right here I want you to remember. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage.
Hey, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus, thank you, thank you today, God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, thank you, hallelujah.
Wait on the Lord. This hymn this morning for you. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hey, God, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Master. Thank you. Oh, I bless you, His Majesty. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah, that's it right there. Wait on him. He's coming. Yeah, be strong about it. Be courageous. Don't think that nobody going to outdo you. Nobody going to take it from you. Courageous. Have courage. Don't fear. Wait on him. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's going to strengthen your heart. He's coming. The more you wait, the stronger you'll get. You're not just waiting in vain. You're waiting on God, the one that's coming and coming to see about you. Hallelujah. Coming to fix all you need to have fixed. Yeah. Coming to put you to an expected end. Coming to bring miracles and prosperity and blessings your way. Coming to give you spiritual understanding and more. That's what you're waiting on. You're waiting on that God who loved you more than you could ever imagine. He loved you so he sent his only begotten son, his offspring. His only offspring. He sent him so that you could wait on him. Ah! So that you could be of courage, good courage, so that he can strengthen your heart. If you can but just wait on him. Hallelujah. Ooh, look at here today. I thank him for what he's doing right now. Great and mighty things. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Listen, I'm going to one more song of the morning, and when I come back, the studio is open. Listen, if you have something to say, please press that number one and come in. Don't feel like you talk too much. Don't feel none of that. Press that number one and come on in and say what you got to say today. Oh, yeah, God bless you. So, listen, we're going to this one. Matter of fact, Jerry, I'm going to dedicate this one this morning because you're in the wait mode. Yeah, you're just waiting on him. Be of good courage. He's strengthening your heart. You just got to wait on him. That's all. You're just waiting. And what you're expecting, Jerry, much more is coming. Not just that little bit that you expected. Ooh, but he's bringing you much more in the name of Jesus. Brother Anthony, all day, as often as you can remember, try not to remember me, but as often as you can think about it, I need you praising God. He saw your heart. Yeah, he saw your heart and he see what's in your heart. He know if you could, you would. But just off you trying to be a blessing, he going to move for you. I also see there's some things being separated from your brother Anthony, but they need to go for a certain period of time because that's not who you are anymore. So God is going to separate a few things, but just tell him thank you, because all things must work together for your good. You love him, and he called you according to his purpose. So just begin to praise him today, because he's taking you somewhere. And where he's taking you, Brother Anthony, is good. Well, let me put it this way. It's better than good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah, yeah, Lord Jesus. Sister Dr. Goodman, I just need you to lift your hands when you can and just begin to tell God thank you. Because he's not through with you. You got a long ways to go, Dot. And I love it. Yeah. He's not through with you. Yeah. I know the enemy tried to block you. He'll try to cloud your mind with misery, but God won't let him die. He won't let him get you down. In spite of it all, God, angels are camped all around. Go ahead and praise him. It's all right today. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask today, the Lord, everything Rose is expecting and more, send it her way. Father, I bind up every evil and hindering and negative spirit coming her way in the name of Jesus. And I cast it to the pits of hell. If it's not Jesus, Father, I ask that you would rebuke that devourer for her sake. In the name of Jesus, I speak love and joy and peace and happiness unto her this day. And Lord, I send it to her in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus. Because Rose Brown, that devil think he going to capture you. But he's a lie. All because you know God for yourself. Hallelujah. He won't capture you. He tried to come and hurt and hinder, but he's not going to win. I promise you, Wiki, you got the victory. Hey, God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hey, God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for hearing, thank you for asking, do it for God in the name of Jesus. Hey, thank you, I count it done, Wicked, I count it done in Jesus' name, I count it done, hey, today in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. I promise you he did it. Hey, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Woo. I thank you. It got hot up in here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sion, I can hear this around you. I believe I run on. See what the end's going to be. Believe I run on. See what the end's going to be. I can hear that. Yeah, just keep running on. You're going to see what the end going to be. It's going to be an expected end, but it's going to be beyond what you expected. Oh, yeah. Ooh, he's working it out. He's working it out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. I'll do it for her in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that everything the enemy send Sion and her family way, that God, you would turn it around and send it to hell. In the name of Jesus, send it to the very core of hell. And Father, I ask that you would set free every blessing, every miracle, all the prosperity. God, send it their way. Healing, Lord. In the name, spiritual blessings, in the name of Jesus that come from you, comes from heaven. Send it their way in the name of Jesus today, Father. Oh, do it for their glory, for your glory, for your glory, God. And Lord, I ask, oh, that they would just begin to praise you in the house, or begin to praise you like, oh, they got everything, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, we give you glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bro Frank, Apostle Peoples, I just need you to praise God. When you get some time, I just need you to stretch out in the praise. Yeah. I've seen some paperwork coming your way, Brother Frank, but it's good news. Do you hear me? It's good news, nothing bad. But I saw the paperwork coming your way. So if you got to sign, go ahead and sign and let it go, because God has already worked it out for you in the name of Jesus. I also see some new things coming your way, Brother Frank. Yeah, some things you need and things that you didn't even know you could have, but these things God is sending in your way, it's going to make days easier for you. Oh, yeah, in the name of Jesus. And Brother Frank, you shall live. Hey, and not die. Hallelujah. To declare the works of the Lord. God is not through. God is not through. God is not through. Hallelujah. Oh, it will be what he said it was going to be. Though it tarry, you wait. Yeah, God going to strengthen your heart. And he's bringing these things to pass not many days from now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Rita, I see you taking a trip. And I am praying that this trip will bring you home, is what I'm going to call it, for good. And I'm also asking God this morning to give you a house that you can stay there forever, in Florida if you decide, in Georgia if you decide. I also speak on you this morning that Kyle Korea would take off. Just take off. He wasn't expecting it. You wasn't. Nobody was expecting it. It just took off. Yeah. I speak that upon him today in the name of Jesus. I speak life upon you and your family in the name of Jesus. I speak freedom. I speak the blessings of Almighty God, prosperity, more than you need. I speak it upon you today in the name of Jesus. There's some back money owed to you, Sister Rita. I want to say 50 with three zeros behind it. I want to say 50 with a comma with three zeros, because that's what I see. It's overdue. It's been owed to you. And we ask the Lord this morning to release every dime unto you in the name of Jesus. Father, do it for her glory. Do it, God, that she can be in some places where she never thought she would be again. Move by your spirit for Sister Rita this morning in the name of Jesus.
We bind up every evil and hindrance and negative spirit, every spirit of aggravation, every spirit of frustration. We bind it up and cast it to the pits of hell, never to return to her ever again in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask this morning that you would rebuke the devourer for her sake in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now. Thank you. We thank you, Father. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Father, we ask in Jesus' name, amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Sister Dot, I saw some money and just begin to tell God thank you. Woo! Oh, yeah, Dr. Goodman. Yeah, I saw a few dollars coming your way. Now, they told me this. They say she don't pick up on a lot of things, but she'll pick up on that money. I had to laugh. I had to laugh at that. Yeah. Apostle Boatwright, when you get a chance, just begin to tell God thank you. Just begin to tell him thank you, because I seen a turn. I seen a sharp turn. That's all I saw, just a sharp turn. And that let me know God is turning. Yeah, some things, and he's turning you in a certain direction, that whatever this is, it's going to miss you, and you're going to be blessed in Jesus' name. And Father, I speak your blessings upon this woman today in the name of Jesus. Father, I speak prosperity, love, joy, peace, happiness, and more than she can ever imagine. I speak it upon your servant today. I speak wisdom, knowledge, and understanding from you upon her today in the name of Jesus. Open every door, and God, close every door that should be closed in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. And Father, we ask it all again in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we're grateful unto him this morning. And I can't live without him. I can't make it without myself. And George West Perry, if you come back to listen in the archives, I just want you to know soon and very soon, God is giving you double for your trouble. And I also, Perry saw a woman step up on the scene. That's all I can tell you. I can't tell you no more than that. I seen her step up on the scene. And God is doing some new things. So we tell him thank you this morning. And we give him glory, honor, and praise. He came in the chat room to my good morning sisters in the faith. I love it, Boatwright. I love it. Good morning, sisters in the faith. Amen, Brother Perry. Amen. And thank you, Jesus. I'm going to try to get a hold of Brother Hamilton, because I ain't heard nothing from him. And I said it, but maybe he didn't listen to the whole show. But I wanted him to call me so I could check on his business. And we pray for him. Pray for Brother Lee Hamilton. Yeah, that keep coming to me. So, intercessors, I need y'all to lift up Brother Lee Hamilton and his family in prayer. Yeah, they keep coming to me. And we lift up all of our brothers and sisters in Christ, but some days it's just a standout. So I'm asking for prayer for Brother Lee Hamilton. And, yeah, Lord, I thank you, God. I thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Y'all keep Mike and Kim Hops in prayer as well. Lift them up in prayer. I saw a big bundle fall down, and Mike had his hand out to catch it, and Kim reached over, and they caught it together. So that let me know whatever this big bundle of blessing is, they both are going to get it. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, I saw his hand out, his hand. He had them like they was cupped and they were together, and he was going to catch the bundle. But Kim reached over and helped him to catch that bundle. Yeah, and so that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, I ask that you would bless Louis. God, give him energy. Hallelujah. Spiritual and physical energy, him and Sherry. in the name of Jesus this day. Move by your spirit for them, Lord, like you've never moved before, in the name of Jesus. Andrea Stenner, I just need you to just keep praising God. Yeah, that's all I need from you is to praise him. Yeah, because the more you praise him, the more he's blessing you. And there are some unexpected things coming your way, good things, unexpected good things coming your way. So the more you praise him, the quicker this will come in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. And it's all right today. It's all right. It's all right. Y'all keep Brother D lifted in prayer. Yeah, keep him lifted up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I saw two houses around him, and I pray that the Lord bless him with two homes. Oh, yeah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God this morning. I want to say again, good morning, Sister Dorothy Goodman, and good morning to your Sister Mary Ann, and again, Sister Rose Brown, Sister Simone. Good morning to you, Simone. Good morning to you. And Sister Melanie Rose and Sister Angela. Hey, Laura. And good morning. God bless you, baby. And Sister Alexis and Minister Jacqueline and Sister Bernella, Sister Lachelle, Sister Andrea Stenner, Sister Andrea in Philadelphia, Sister Keisha, again, Sister Rita, Sister Sion, Brother Dan, and Sister Kim Hopps this morning, Sister Michelle, Sister Patricia Fluker, Sister Lisa, and Sister Yvonne. God bless you this morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Brother Louis, Brother Jermaine, Brother Anthony, Brother D, again, Brother Dan. How I got Dan on? Oh, that's Sister Diane I didn't say good morning to. Good morning, Sister Diane. God bless you. And Brother Mike Hopps, Pastor Herring, Pastor James Brown, again, Brother George West Perry, Brother Lee Hamilton, and Brother Coleman. Good morning to you. God bless you. Thank God for each and every caller. Thank God for each and every listener. And we are the faithful few. And that faithful few, I look for God to bless us. Yeah. And, you know, I noticed for myself, when we don't use the word of God to our advantage, when we don't use it to the fullness, when we don't really believe or really trust God, we just got a form of godliness and we just recite the word of God because it sounds good. No, no, no. We got to apply the word of God. Mm-hmm. You want to be delivered? Apply his word. Because reading it and knowing it means nothing if we don't apply it. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing the word of God. Keep hearing it so you'll believe it so you can apply it. Every situation we have, there's scripture that combat that let us know what God is capable of doing for us in the name of Jesus. All right, Jerry, I'm dedicating this one to you this morning. And he gonna work it out for our good over and over and over again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's take a listen. Studio still open. If there's anyone have something they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one and come in. I got you, Brother Anthony. Bear with me 1 minute here. Let me get this done for Jerry.
It was meant to kill me, sin to destroy me, and I thought that it would, and I thought that it should, cause I messed up so many times, I went left when you said right, I'll understand if you wanna let me go, let me go, let me go, but you held on to me, and you wouldn't let me go, and you wouldn't let me go, go. And what the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. What the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. What the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out. it only made me better.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It made me better. Hallelujah. Good morning, Brother Anthony. God bless you. How are you?
Bless, hallelujah. First of all, I want to give God thanks for waking up this morning. I thank him for life that he's been keeping my right mind. I'm here to see another day. I just thank him for everything he's doing in my life, every door he's opening, every door he's closed. I just give him all the honor, glory, and praise. You know, thank you.
Anthony, and looking back and looking at when you first come, all the different situations, but God worked it out for your good. Now you have a great testimony unto him. It could have been so worse, but God, because he knew you was coming. He knew you was coming, and when you get to him, you was going to strive to come even more. And so he spared you. He spared you. He spared
for my life. as he says, so I know the plan that I have for your life. If I'd have went to jail, I couldn't have got my two nephews to raise them up as they should go. He covered me in my sin. He covered me when I was just a four-year-old child. I still remember the coconut cake my mama had baked for me that day. And after we got through eating, we was going to have some coconut cake. I still see the blood splattered everywhere all over the house. But God has saved me. He saved me because he has a purpose for my life. And now that I'm on his side, he keeps waking me up every morning, and all I can say is hallelujah, Jesus, for you saved a wretch like me. You saved me even when I couldn't save myself. I couldn't save myself from a gun, but God locked it up where it wouldn't shoot me. He could have locked it up where it wouldn't shoot my mom either. But that flower was time to be picked because God was tired of her receiving all that abuse from him. Oh, what a mighty good God I serve. I can't thank him enough. I kept saying the 23rd song in my sleep the other night, and I kept waking up saying, God, why am I studying saying this? But after I heard that song today, God said, remember, 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 I am your shepherd. My rock and my staff. I got you, Jared. You hoping for little things. But see what Barbara said to you? Stop. Don't worry about that little stuff. I got big things coming for you.
Hallelujah.
And I thank you to this day, God. Not for the stuff. Oh, no, God, not for the stuff. I thank you for saving my life because you have a purpose for me. The material stuff don't matter because you can't take that with you. Because you said in John 14, in my Father's house are many mansions. So I'm not worried about what's over here. I'm thanking you, God, because you're giving me peace on earth. You delivered me from a marriage was full of alcohol every day. My ex-husband, all he drank from 11 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock at night every night. But God, you let him get out there and drive and never have an accident. Oh, what a mighty good God I serve.
Thank you.
Never got a ticket. Never went to jail. Oh, my. Yes, I have suffered embarrassment. People saw him walking in the neighborhood so drunk. They said, that's that lady's husband? That's what she married? People can talk all they want to, but God had a purpose for him to be my husband because he wasn't a selfish man. He allowed me to bring two children in his house that wasn't his. Care of him. He sent them all to private school, not just his son. With the assumption of Bishop Kennedy, but all, even my niece, my nephews with the private school, too. After my divorce, he still paid for their tuition when he really didn't have to. God has a purpose for everything that gets done in our lives. So I'm going to continue to say, the Lord is my shepherd. Oh, my God. I thank him for anointing my head with oil because my cup is running over. Not for material thing, but God, thank you for my life. Hallelujah. I give you the highest praise. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you. So what the enemy meant for evil, God turned it for my good. When Daddy wanted to kill me, God locked the bullet. When the tree wanted to destroy me, God just gave me a bump. Because as he said in Job, Satan, what you doing? I'm walking to and from. What you looking for, Satan? I'm looking for Jerry. So I said, okay, I'm going to let some things happen to him, but you can't kill him. You just can't kill him. Hallelujah, you can't kill him.
Amen.
So, thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
He done took me through some close scrapes. I even got so close to getting arrested for having illegal drugs till the policeman pulled me aside and said, you go over there. And everybody else in the car went to jail.
Mm.
God didn't have a purpose for me to go to jail that night. The car was full of marijuana smelling. But the police asked me one thing. Did you smoke marijuana? Oh, no, I don't smoke. But I was with company with cocaine and marijuana with me. But the policeman came, he pulled me to the side and said, you go over there. So I just walked on over there like he told me. He looked around at me, he said, I meant go. Just go. You go. And when the other policemen got there, I was hiding in the bushes because I didn't know what, was I running? Why are you telling me to go? I'm with them. No, you're not with them, baby. You with God. God said, come and follow me. See, it ain't that I ain't do nothing wrong. It's just that God has covered me. It ain't that I wasn't doing stuff at 16 to have a baby. God covered me that I didn't have a baby till I was 25. It ain't that I didn't do no wrong. I did more wrong than a little bit. My mother had to come to the school almost every day to visit the principal. Oh, Miss Mary, we got Jerry in here again. She had to tell that little behind of mine up. But you thought I would have learned, no? You can't learn, just bad. Oh, God, I thank you. I can't thank God enough. I'm alive today because of God, not because of man, not because of Satan, because Satan come to kill, steal, and destroy. I'm alive because God says he has a purpose for me. He has a plan for me. And he said, what? Wait on me, Jerry. Just wait on me because it's on the way. So I can say hallelujah. Whatever you got planned for me, God, I'll accept it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Miss Barbara.
Oh, we thank God. We thank God. That's the Five Friday. I love it. I love to hear the testimonies of God, things that God has done. Oh, we got so much to be grateful unto him for, so much to thank him for. He didn't have to do it. He didn't have to do it. But he did. And now he's sitting back waiting for us to tell him thank you, for us to
thank
remember.
You,
I did that. Give me some glory. Give me some praise. Because, see, what we got to know, he's more than worthy. He is more than worthy. Men and women are married, and they praise their husbands. Yeah, they're married. They're going to make sure that meal is right for their husband. Some people praise their children. They're going to make sure their children have all that they can give them. Yeah. Some people praise their parents, their mom, their dad. I praise God. I give it all to him. Because it was him that brought me out over and over and over again. He allowed me to go through things for such a time as this. Yeah. He allowed me to go through testimonies. Yeah, because he knew what he would use me for. So I'm grateful this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm grateful unto him, and I appreciate him. I appreciate him this day. Yeah, Lord, because he's done so much for us. Yeah. Songwriter said, when I think on the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Yeah, he's got saving power. And some of us, he waited patiently. He had a time set when he was going to come in and do some things for us. Yeah, he had that time set. He could have allowed us to die and go on. He could have allowed things to be so much worse than they are. But his goodness and his mercy, most of all, his love for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Brother D, with
your
hands today, I want you to lift your hands to the Lord, and I want you to begin to praise God, Brother D. He inhabits the praises of his people. And I saw two houses around you, Brother D, and that let me know God has given that to you. But I need you to praise him, and he's going to give you wisdom. He's going to do some things through you. so that what he's showing me can come to pass. I just need you to believe him today. Don't look at situations and circumstances. Look unto him. Yeah, he's able. He's able. And if he speak it, Brother D, it shall surely come to pass in the name of Jesus. He knows the very intent of your heart today, and he's working these things out for you. And we give him glory. Hallelujah. We tell him thank you. We give him the highest praise, they say. Hallelujah to his majesty. Oh, we thank him right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's none like him. Oh, yeah, testify Friday. And I thank God for it today. I thank God for it today. There is none like him. And you know what? I know this for myself. We'll go looking for one thing, and God will give us another. Yeah, I'm going looking for this, but God gave me that. I wasn't even looking for that, but yet God gave it to me. Yeah, because this just wasn't enough. So he added that to it. Oh, yeah, I thank him today. I'm going looking for one position on a job, and God gave me another, a better position with better pay. I went to the labor pool. I was just looking to do some driving. Really, I wasn't looking for nothing. I took somebody else. I really wasn't looking for nothing. But the man asked me if I could do some driving, take some men to some job sites. And I did that and did it a couple of mornings. And by that third morning, he said, come here a minute. I went in. He said, you need a job. I said, yeah. He said, well, I want to give you a job and I want to train you. I said, okay. He said, because I just like you. He said, I just like you. You know, I like the way you carry yourself. I like the way you talk. Because during that time now, I wasn't saved. I wasn't filled. So my mouth was a bucket, and there was no shame in my game. I could say whatever I had to say to anybody. I had to say it to. And he liked that about me. And then he liked the fact that when I come through the hall, all these men everywhere, I didn't stop. No matter what they said to me, I kept right on going into the office. Worked for him off and on for 32 years. He never knew me to go with one of the men that worked for the labor pool. Yeah, from labor force to staff masters to Trojan. He never knew me in a bad way. So he respect me. Matter of fact, I just talked to him yesterday. Still crazy. Still a nut. His sister came on the phone. Barbara, you need to come and do this and that. No, I can't make it down there to Savannah right now. Yeah, God is not leading me that way. But I tell you, God is faithful to us. And things should go bad, but God make it good. He stand up for us. Stand up on our behalf. Hallelujah. And we're grateful unto him this morning. Listen, is there anyone have something else they would like to say? Please feel free to come in and press that number one. I'm going to open your mic back up, Brother Anthony, in case you got something to say. So if anyone got something else to say, please feel free. If not, I will be us out this morning. We see the Lord bring us Sunday morning. 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. I have enjoyed this today because y'all know I love them testimonies. Oh, yeah, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this day, Lord, for all that has been said and done. We thank you for your perfect gifts. We thank you for your perfect way. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for taking care of us. Father, we thank you for keeping us safe from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, when we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Lord, you knew who we would become. You knew who we were. You knew us before we entered our mother's womb. And Father, yet your love abounds for us. You blessed us. We thank you this morning for every word that you've spoken into our lives to take place. And Father, we believe you today. We believe your report today in the name of Jesus. We trust you to bring all these things to pass. Though they tarry, Father, we're waiting on you. And we're being of good courage, for you're strengthening our heart. We just continue to wait on you. In the name of Jesus, we're expecting more because you're more than God. Hallelujah. And as we depart this morning, Father, help us to let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Help us, Lord, as we depart this morning, help us to keep our mind on you, for you'll keep us in perfect peace because we trust you today, Lord. Help us to trust you with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding and all our ways. Help us to acknowledge you. You're going to direct our path. Father, we ask all of this morning in the name of your son, Jesus. As we depart this weekend, bless our going out. Father, bless our coming in. Meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your son, Christ Jesus. Father, those of us that are quarantined, where we're in the house, Lord, we're careful. We're staying in. We don't have nothing outside to do other than to stay in and remain safe. Father, I ask that you would open a door, that God, we can become a part of something, that, Lord, it would bless us throughout the day, and it would give us something to do that would bless you and bless your people in the name of Jesus. Move by your spirit today, this weekend. Lord, keep us in the name of Jesus, we ask. We thank you. We give you glory and all the honor and praise. And, Father, we ask it all again today in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed weekend. I speak the blessings and miracles of Almighty God upon your life this weekend in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye. We got time for one quick one, and I'm going to it this morning and play this little quick one right here. Did I go by the song too fast? Y'all know I move quick. Yeah, I went by it too quick. Let me go down and find it right here. All right.
Wonderful God is so wonderful. He's wonderful. God, he's so wonderful. The Lord is my shepherd. He's my God, whatever I need, the Lord will provide and praise my Lord's name. I know he's so wonderful. And whoa, he's wonderful. And I really believe the Lord is wonderful. Yes, he is. And whoa, he's wonderful. I know the Lord, he's so wonderful, yes he is. And whoa, whoa, if you never tried God, try the Lord one day, and see what my Father come down and make a way. And whoa, and oh, I can't help but love God, he's so wonderful. And whoa. Yes, he is, and I know the man is wonderful. Yes, he is. Whoa, whoa, he's wonderful. I know the Lord, he's so wonderful. Whoa, Lord. Whoa, whoa, he's been my mother, been my father too. There's no limit to what my Lord can do. And whoa, oh, I love God. He's so